Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We check in on South Dakota's early winter weather now with National Weather Service meteorologists from across the state. We'll take a look at the system that moved through the Great Plains, and we'll check in on the forecast for the weekend. First up, we have Jeff Johnson, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Rapid City. Jeff, thanks for joining us here.
Sure, you're welcome.
All right, tell us about how this weather has impacted your region so far.
Yeah, well, we had the system move in beginning pretty late on a Wednesday night. Started off as a little bit of rain and then quickly switched over to snow. And, you know, most of the snow has ended other than just a few flurries across western South Dakota as of late this morning, although we still have some travel impacts. And that's really been probably the biggest impact with this storm that we've seen is just the travel impacts with, you know, snow hitting the roadways, melting, and then refreezing and turning into ice is one of the problems that we've seen. And then obviously with the gusty northwest winds that we've seen out here in the west that continue as of even right now, still a lot of, you know, blowing and drifting of snow across roadways and so forth. So there's still, even though the snow has ended for the most part across western South Dakota, we're still seeing, you know, some of those travel impacts lingering.
All right. And some of those roads have already taken a beating from other things as well. Tell us what the situation looks like today.
Well, today things should start to improve. Probably not really until maybe this evening. And we're going to continue with the, you know, those gusty northwest winds, you know, gusting up to 40, 45 miles an hour even out onto the plains of western South Dakota. So, you know, as most people out here are aware, whenever we get snow and wind, that can be, you know, kind of a bad combination. So even though the snow has ended for the most part, you know, those gusty northwest winds will continue to, you know, at times, you know, blow that snow across the roads and reduce visibility and, you know, just continue with some of those travel impacts. But I think once we get into this evening and overnight, those conditions should begin to improve. Tomorrow's looking even a little bit warmer. We'll probably see some temperatures trying to creep up to around 40 degrees tomorrow. So that's going to help with some of the impacts out here. We'll likely still continue with the winds tomorrow, but with the temperatures being a little bit warmer, I don't think we're going to see quite the, you know, the blowing snow impacts that we've been seeing, you know, yesterday and today. So, you know, things are certainly on an upward trend out here in the west, and then we'll just have to wait for that next storm, which will, you know, inevitably come at some point here, you know, fairly soon.
Do we have any watches and warnings right now?
We do. We still have winter weather advisories on the plains of western South Dakota, and that at this point is mostly for just the blowing snow that's blowing across the roadways. But I do think that we're going to be able to cancel and expire most of that, most of those advisories probably, you know, by early this evening.
Yeah. Who had the most accumulation? What areas?
Well, it looks like we're still gathering some reports, but as of right now, it looks like the highest totals that we've had have been in the northern Black Hills, which is, you know, fairly typical of many of our storms out here in western South Dakota. I've seen a few reports coming in around a foot of snow up in some of the higher elevations, you know, up around Lead and so forth in the northern Black Hills. So that's been the area that was impacted with the most snow. But, you know, in general across western South Dakota, I would say out into the plains, you know, 3 to 7 inches kind of in that range is what we've seen. We've had a few lower amounts, a few higher amounts, but I think in general kind of in that 3 to 7 inch range out here in the west, outside of the hills anyways.
Is that terribly unusual for this time in October?
You know, it's not terribly unusual, really. I mean, before I got onto this phone call, I just decided I'd go back and look at some of our historical records and so forth. And I was looking at the month of October for Rapid City, and the interesting thing that I see is every day of the month in October, at some point in our recorded history, has seen measurable snow. Mm-hmm. So that kind of tells you that once we get into the month of October, pretty much at any time we can see, you know, we can see storms. Now, you know, typically when we see snow in October, we don't get a lot of snow. I'll say, you know, that's outside of the historic blizzard that we saw in 2013, where, you know, we were measuring snow in feet out here in the west and in the hills. Mm-hmm. But typically when we receive snow in October, we don't get more than just a few inches. So, you know, this might have been on the higher end of some of those storms that we've seen in October, but certainly not that unusual. I think it catches people a little bit off guard and by surprise when we get storms in October, just because, you know, we're coming out of the warm summer months, and kind of the first storm that hits always kind of catches people a little bit off guard. And so
we're not emotionally ready, no matter what.
Yeah, I think that's really it. I think in, you know, out here anyways in the West and probably across the state, you know, people may have been a little bit more prepared for this one because we had such a late, you know, snow season in the spring. I mean, we were having snow well into May out here, so we really only had, you know, 4 months or so of no snow around here. So I think the fact that we did see some snow late in May has probably kept people's guard up maybe just a little bit. Yeah. That's what probably didn't catch maybe as many people by surprise, but, you know, certainly snow in October is not unusual. We've seen measurable snow in September before. So
we're just going to leave the emergency kit in the car year round and the snow boots.
No,
and extra snow boots.
You're right. You know, the problem is if you take it out, you know, like we do with our ice scrapers and so forth, many times I'll take, you know, my ice scraper out of the car in June because I'm cleaning it, and then guess what? I forget to put it back in the car in September or October, and then we get to the first storm and it's not there. So, yeah, I think if you have the space for it, it's probably best just to leave those
things. Well, if that happens to you,
in your vehicle year-round.
I just feel validated if Jeff Johnson, meteorologist, occasionally doesn't have his ice scraper, so it's all right.
There you go.
Thank you, Jeff.
At least for the first storm, I don't. Okay. By this time now, I do have it in my car because...
No more excuses. You've been warned. Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Definitely. You're welcome.
And now we move to Renee Wise. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen. Hey, Renee, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine, but I am not a Gypsy Day, you know, attendee, and I understand some things have been canceled there. So tell us what's happening in your region that you cover.
That's true. I believe that this is the first time since World War II that they've canceled Gypsy Days. So a lot of that is to do with the schools that normally participate and the fact that we had a lot of school closures today, which prevents them from participating in activities over the weekend. So we are seeing some snow amounts, especially across central South Dakota, in that 7 to 12-inch range. And then as we moved a little bit farther east, they're getting more of their snowfall today across the James Valley and points east. Aberdeen picked up 3 inches as of early this morning, and has since a couple more inches have fallen since then. But it's a little bit hard to judge exactly how much with the way that the winds have been blowing today. And that's been the main concern after we had all of the sleet from yesterday change over to snow, is the winds that have accompanied it and the reduced visibilities and blowing snow.
Mm. All right. What's the forecast ahead? When do we get a little relief here?
Well, it's going to come in a couple of waves. We're going to see this first wave exit this evening. You're going to get a few hours of a break, and then the wraparound moisture is going to move back in and linger through much of the day on Saturday with some additional snow showers. Areas just west of the Sisseton Hills could see some fairly significant additional accumulations through then. With that, we're still looking at the winds staying up, so some additional blowing snow, especially across those east-west roads like Highway 12, when those snow showers occur. But finally coming to an end, all of it exiting by Saturday evening.
All right. Any current watches, warnings, advisories before we let you go?
Yes, there is a mix of some winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories. Winter storm warnings are mainly from the James Valley and east, where they're still going to see those additional snow accumulations through Saturday. And a lot of areas across the central portion of the state have transitioned to winter weather advisories, where the snow has lightened up, but we're still seeing those winds and blowing snow conditions.
All right, Renee, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Anytime.
All right. Now to Kyle Weiser with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls. Kyle, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you. Good morning.
All right. A little bit about the winter weather impact in your region so far.
Yeah. Luckily, the southeast part of the state has kind of missed out on a lot of the really crazy weather that's been out there this last few days. so far in the southeast part of the state. We had some rain and drizzle yesterday, strong winds. The winds are continuing today, and the drizzle has mostly changed over to patchy light snow. Most of southeast South Dakota has really not seen much in the way of accumulating snows. As you get out towards Chamberlain and Huron, I believe Huron has had about an inch and a half of snow. Some of that has melted. There's maybe a half an inch on the ground. And then around Chamberlain, I believe there's about 4 inches of snow, but that's down to already 2 inches of snow on the ground. And a lot of that is due to the warm early October ground.
All right. And a lot of moisture in that ground already. Do we see how that's sort of intersecting here?
Yeah, there really is a lot. I mean, luckily with this event, we're not going to be picking up a whole lot of additional moisture that would, cause the rivers to rise or anything. So I don't think we're going to be dealing with any problems there. But more wet weather and cool weather on top of it, which is not going to allow the ground to dry up and the precipitation to evaporate.
All right. Any watches and warnings in this area or advisories?
Right now, there's just a winter weather advisory for parts of like right around Huron, DeSmit, Westington Springs, Madison, those areas. Other than that, no. That goes in effect. That's in effect through tomorrow, and that does cover the threat. We're just going to have off and on light snow showers. As we get into tomorrow, we might have a little bit of a scenario where you have almost like convective snow showers where it's nothing going on, then all of a sudden the visibility will drop for 5, 10, 15 minutes, pick up maybe a quick half an inch of snow, maybe an inch of snow, and then all of a sudden the visibility will go right back up. So that we'll be watching out for that threat tomorrow, but overall just a lot of wind and light snow.
No excuse for not getting your ice scraper in your car now, though.
I'm just hoping this is an early shot, and then maybe it's like 6 weeks till we see it again, but that's probably unlikely.
It's probably a wishful thinking, but we can wish anyway.
Definitely.
What about into next week or through the long weekend?
A very gradual warm-up, highs in the 30s mostly today. As we get into tomorrow, 30s, some low 40s down by the Missouri River. Start creeping up close to 50 by the Missouri River on Sunday. And then as we get into mid to late week, we'll start seeing the better chance of getting some 50s in here, and especially really late in the week, Thursday and Friday next week, maybe even sneaking some lower 60s back in. So a little bit of a warming trend and not much of a chance of precipitation after tomorrow.
All right. How typical of an October is this?
So far, we're pretty cold and fairly wet. I guess I haven't run the numbers, but I think a lot of people are thinking back to, I believe, what was it, 5 or 6 years ago, we had that major blizzard out in western South Dakota. Yeah. Similar setup to this, so this is one of those things, the type of system that we'll get every 5 or 10 years. But overall, it's been cool and wet.
I love how we never forget our storms in South Dakota.
I know.
That's just one of my favorite things. Like, everybody's nodding their head, like, yep, I remember that.
Yep.
Oh, Kyle, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.